But you had those fellas that know how to do that, you know.
Yeah.
I've had built many of them.
Now the out in front, you built a. Did you build something out in front of the?
In your inside.
Yeah.
Well, you see that just like that's left open there. You know, if I'd move that thing, that's a brick chimney there.
Yeah.
I ain't had a fire in 10 years, but I could put one in there. I could use it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How did you build a fire back in them days?
Well, we had lightered, what we call lightered here then.
Yeah.
From this pine timber. Now, we don't have this kind of timber here anymore. This is all sap timber here now.
Yeah.
But we had what we call a heart pine here, and we had just all kind of lightered. And you generally start it with that lightered, and way back, you know, a lot of time we burn a lot of what we call lightered knots, you know, for the limb, you know, come off or come out, maybe be a knot that long.
Yeah.
Very big old. But usually we'd cut some hardwood, you know. But you'd split what we call the splinters for kindling. Start your fire off.
Yeah. Did you when you got the fire going, you'd put on a
put on some heavy wood, usually, you know. Might be round wood or split wood or some of both, you know.
Yeah.
And it would burn for hours, you know.
Yeah, that was a
yeah. But you usually started off with some split lighters, you know, and then put your hardwood on there, you know. It would last you for hours.
Yeah. Put your what kind of piece was it? It was a big.
Well, you'd have to use several. One wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You'd have to have as much as three made pretty complete. Say about three or four, you know.
Yeah. Would you put a piece in the back of the?
You would have wood, yeah.
That was the.
The back log.
Back log.
Yeah, pretty big chunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all optional putting there, you know, putting your foot through. Maybe it was.
Good gosh.
Yeah.
I bet there was some virgin timber here too.
Oh, was there? I've cut pine here with 4,000 better feet in them, and I've cut them with a body, you know, like you measure them up and cut them.
Yeah.
I've cut some that reached 100 feet in body.
God. You know, Mr. was telling me he cut a cypress one time that was 14,000 foot.
It's possible with a cypress, maybe,
Gosh.
But not a pine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I like this scene there.
Some of those cypress, of course, now they grow, they don't grow out here. They grow in the rivers and in those swamps or near the rivers.
Yeah.
We have some swamps, and in fact, the company that cut this pine up here and the hardwood too, come through this year, I guess you'd call it the Marpaw Swamp, you know, that makes out up this side of New Orleans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's some swamp. It runs right parallel south down here.
Yeah.
And that's an enormous thing. And that company that bought this out in here, they had built up a railroad through there, and some of it was trussing, and got that cypress, you know, a great deal of it. And they had their line built to what we'd call the high land down here, below Verdon, they call it, you know. And then they bought this timber after they cut that cypress out, and this share road over here was a railroad right over here, this big road, just a quarter over there. That was the railroad. And Livingston was the headquarters. That's how come Livingston there. That was the headquarters of this sheer logging town for the woods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had three or four big skidders, you know, and loaders. It was a big outfit. They'd carry 100, 2,000, maybe a couple hundred thousand feet a day out of here. They had a big operation going. They cut that timber, this pine, where it's pretty well straight, they cut them logs 49 feet long, if it wasn't too powerful big. Say a tree 2 foot through, you could cut out a 49. And when they got to the mill, they cut 3/16 out, and that extra foot there would give you about 4-inch allowance, you know,
mm-hmm.
49 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But that was hard on the cutter. You'd cut them things down and go up by 49 feet and cut them off, and they'd scale them there and give you 224s, what it scales, you know. And by all rights, you should have got a 2-inch raise back here on one of them, you see, but they didn't do it.
Yeah.
It was a pretty, it was not, it never was much job.
Yeah.